Welcome to Team Eagles Monday Night Call. And this time we decided to cast our minds back, for some of us, quite a long way. In fact, there are several people on this call who will remember the days before the Juice Plus Children's Health Study. In fact, Wayne, you and we remember the days before Juice Plus, and that's saying something, isn't it?
Yes. That was a while ago.
That was a long while ago. And for those of you who are new on the call or who are listening to the recording of the call, a little history lesson. I'm going to ask a couple of questions of those who have been around a long time, and they're easy questions to answer because back in the old days, starting in 1993 when Juice Plus was first introduced, and by the way, we'd been with the company 2.5 years at that point, Jenny and I, so we are senior citizens of Juice Plus, let me put it that way. But back in those days, did we have any research? You can answer if you know the answer.
I say no.
No, we did not. Did we have any doctors representing us and our product? Sorry, Wayne, go ahead.
Yeah, we had Dr. Krakauer after a while.
Oh, my goodness, we did. And before him, we had had Dr. Barry Bone, who preceded Juice Plus. He is an ophthalmologist down in Louisiana. Excellent man. But we had almost no doctors standing up and putting their reputation on the line to recommend Juice Plus, either in their own practices or publicly, as we have today, thousands of doctors. So back in those days, did we have a preferred customer program whereby we just enter the orders and the company ships the product?
No,
we did not. I could go on and on. Did we have any DVDs and CDs? Did they even exist in 1993? Barely. For several years, we didn't even have any audio tapes. And then, hallelujah, we got some audio tapes. Oh, and it was brilliant, wasn't it? Anyway, enough of that. I'm having some fun here, but it does pay us from time to time to cast our memories back and to remind ourselves just how far we've come. And when we do that, that's when we're in a place where I was when I penned the email announcing this call. And by the way, the email went out late last night, and no apologies because we'd just got back from a wonderful week's vacation on the East Coast. And while I was on vacation, I did the absolute minimum, including not sending out an announcement email. But I did cast my mind back, and I did realize that there's a lot of things that we have today that we are at risk of taking for granted. And by the way, if you do want to mute your phone to cut background noise, you can hit *6. And then if you want to come back and speak later on the call, you can hit *6 again to unmute. That would be good. And while I was casting my mind back and thinking of all the things that we are in danger of taking for granted, the thing that really leapt out at me was the Juice Plus Children's Health Study. And let me give you a little additional history lesson. The Juice Plus Children's Health Study was introduced in 1999. And yes, that is a long time ago, people, like close to 13 years ago. And interestingly, it's not just that before it was introduced, we didn't have it, stating the obvious, but it's that before the Children's Health Study, the average age of Juice Plus customers and distributors, and there's several of you on this call who will remember those days, if I remember rightly, the average age was probably 45 or older. Average age of customers and distributors may have even been older than that. What do you think, Wayne, Rachel, Sandy? Do you remember those days?
Well, yes. Now, you're talking about the distributors or the people who were customers?
Customers and distributors. In fact, they were both very much the same, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, I think both were older.
They were older.
Yeah, we didn't have many young, you know, 20-year-olds even.
That's right. Not even that many 30-plus-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And there was a good reason for that, because when you are in your 20s or 30s, especially in your 30s and you're raising a family and your budgets are tight and money is in short supply, doesn't matter how good or bad the economy is, you always struggle a little bit at that time of life. And even though Juice Plus has always been very affordable, it was still something that folks at that age and in that time of their lives looked at and said, I wish I could, but wow, it's really tough because I want my whole family on it, and I really just can't justify the cost. And so that's
remember, Mick, we didn't have the installment program.
Right, and for a customer program, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the retail price was $179.
When you go back to 1993, Wayne, that's exactly right. And that was another major obstacle. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
but we did introduce the preferred customer program with installments in, I forget, 96, 97, somewhere around there. But anyway, coming back to the Children's Health Study, obviously what we as a company wanted to do was to open up the opportunity for the product and the business to younger people. We wanted to be able to embrace and have a younger demographic, if you like, embrace the product and embrace the business. And so our wonderful Jay Martin, president of NSA, founder of NSA 42 years ago, he had one of his, by now, many strokes of genius. And by the way, the Tower Garden is Jay Martin's latest stroke of genius, and it is sheer genius. But Jay Martin came up with the idea, and the idea was to launch, at that point it was called the Juice Plus Children's Health Foundation, a non-profit which he founded with $100,000 of his own money, if my memory serves me. Jenny, do you remember?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think it was the Juice Plus Children's Research Foundation.
You're absolutely right. Juice Plus Children's Research Foundation, founded as a non-profit. And in fact, at the current Juice Plus Children's Health Study website, we still have the mission statement for that original foundation, although the wording's changed slightly. And the mission statement is the Children's Juice Plus Children's, as it was then, Research Foundation, as it is now, Health Study, is a non-profit organization dedicated to improving the state of children's health and nutrition around the world through its research and educational programs. So that was the mission statement. It was to address, it actually addressed two distinct problems. One, a problem of young families with young children struggling to get those kids to eat properly. It was a problem then, it's a problem now. Obesity is a childhood obesity is a huge problem now. It was a big problem there. It's getting worse and worse every year, as we well know. And so the Juice Plus Children's Research Foundation Health Study, as it is now, addressed that problem of childhood nutrition. But it also, as I've just commented, addressed the challenge that we had of wanting younger people as Juice Plus customers and in the Juice Plus business. So, going back to 1999, a little more history. The Children's Research Foundation and the first project of that nonprofit organization, the Juice Plus Children's Health Study, started recruiting participants in late 1999 with the goal of obtaining 5,000 participants by the end of 2000. They succeeded and exceeded that goal with the help of those of us who were with the company and working the program back in those days. And now that number has gone from 5,000 participants to, I lose track, it's well over 600,000 in 14 countries worldwide. Completely lose track, and that's okay, because it's been a huge, rip-roaring success by every measure. So, how does it work? Now, those of you who are very familiar with it, this is stating the obvious, but that's okay. It's worth repeating. Quoting the Juice Plus Children's Health Study website, which, by the way, is a stellar website, I strongly recommend that everyone familiarize themselves as well with that website as you do with your JuicePlus.com website, with your TarraGarden.com website. Become familiar with it because there is some great stuff there. But as that website states, and by the way, all this information is at TeamJP.net in summary form on the page for the Children's Health Study. You can find it two ways, TeamJP.net/CHS for Children's Health Study, or just search on CHS in the search box. And so it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. One, a parent, grandparent, or another adult in a child or a college student's life signs up as a Juice Plus customer. That's number one. Number two, the health study provides Juice Plus Orchard Blend and Garden Blend free to the child between the ages of 4 and 18 or full-time undergraduate college student for up to 3 years, so long as the adult continues to take Juice Plus. And number three, at various intervals, the adult is asked to fill out a simple voluntary survey questionnaire to determine whether and how they and or their child's health habits have changed as a result of taking Juice Plus. It's that simple. Let me throw in something at this point, because I promise you some new news, and if you have read the digital version of the Virtual Franchisee newsletter, we got an email from the company a few days ago. That digital version online, amongst many other things, includes some new news about the Children's Health Study, that by the end of this summer, there will be several improvements. And in the context of how long that free product can be provided, that's one of the items of good news. That three-year limit for the free product for the child or student, will be extended by the end of the summer to 4 years. The fourth year, they will not require the survey, the questionnaires, no data to be collected, but it's a way of saying thank you to those who stay in the study for the full 3 years. And I think that's simply brilliant. Here's another good example of the brilliance and generosity of our company.
Hey, Mick, if they were on it before and they did their 3 years, can they get on it for one more year, or is that just the ones that are on it now?
No, it's got to be continuous, Cheryl. It doesn't apply. You can't backdate it. So
okay.
I have to apologize to our older Children's Health Study participants, but this is, as far as I understand it, certainly from the wording of the newsletter, I'm assuming it's only for those who are currently in the program and stay in for the full 3 years.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the nature of the program. That's the way it works. We'll come back to some of the practicalities again in a moment. But as the page at the TeamJP.net website indicates, there's lots more information. As I mentioned, the Children's Health Study website, childrenshealthstudy.com, is absolutely stellar. And while I'm looking at that on my iPad here, and I suggest you go and take a good look at that website again if you haven't done so in a while, one of the things that is most impressive is if you click on the link about the study and then click on Advisory Committee, you'll see a list of medical experts, mostly medical doctors, plus Dr. Mitra Ray, a PhD biochemist, a very impressive list of people who are the advisory committee. They are the experts who advise the Children's Health Study on all technical aspects. And, getting someone to take a look at that advisory committee will only increase their belief that this is really good. This is a highly reputable study, which these doctors and experts have attached their names and reputations to. And then, of course, also at the study, at the study website, you will see summaries, various summaries of the results. Results for the children, results for the adults, combined results, and you know the bottom line of those results, which are very impressive, and they are the results from 150,000 of those families participating. And it is not the full 600,000 plus, because unfortunately some people stop during the course of the study. But the bottom line is that the longer a person takes Juice Plus, whether they are a four-year-old child or a college student or a sponsoring adult, the longer they take Juice Plus, the better the results. The more they see that they are eating less fast food and drinking fewer soft drinks, the more water they are drinking, the fewer doctor visits they are experiencing, the fewer missed days of school or work, the fewer over-the-counter and or prescription drugs they are taking, the more they are aware of their health and wellness, and the more they are reaping a positive benefit of some kind. And that's the list of positive results from those enrolled in the study. And, you know, I've got a feeling, and I'd like some comments on this, I got a feeling that, like me, some of you may not be using the results of the Children's Health Study, those results I just quickly highlighted, as we are sharing Juice Plus with prospects and as we are seeking to educate our Juice Plus customers. I've got a feeling we could do a much better job of saying to those people, just look at these results, and as you are starting on Juice Plus, this is what you should be expecting to see, those kind of results. What do you think? Are we missing that opportunity?
Probably.
Well, you know, Mick, sometimes when you're talking to a person about a new person, they want to know how soon they're going to feel something. You know, when are we going to feel some results? And, you know, that might be a perfect time to say, well, you know, and not in just immediately, but over a period of time, it's a growing situation. In fact, we have a study that shows, you know, that adults and children make improvements over a three-year period just by taking the Juice Plus.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Wayne. And your comment is, it reflects the study itself, because if you look at the graph, both at the Children's Health Study website and at the Team JP website, because I just copied it in there, the graph is interesting because it shows that, for instance, 50% of children in the first 4 to 8 months of taking Juice Plus, 50% find that they're eating more fruits and vegetables. And going back to the health study website itself, that same number, that same percentage for adults is 60%. So it's obvious that half of the kids and 40% of the adults are not seeing that as a benefit in the first 4 to 8 months. Yeah? And so obviously we've got customers who won't necessarily see that as a benefit, but your point is well made, that if we can show them that 150,000 children and adults enrolled in the study have seen these improved results over a period of time, then that should be encouragement for those customers to stay on Juice Plus beyond the first 4 months, beyond the first 8 months, stay on it for a year, stay on it for 2 years. And, of course, that's what we want, because we want lifetime customers. So anyway, anyone else got a comment on whether we perhaps should be doing a better job of using these results as we are talking to our prospects and customers?
Well, there's nothing technical about it. You know, you don't have to understand any scientific language or anything. It's just pretty simple.
Yeah, good point. You know, I'm one of those guilty parties, probably the world champion guilty party, talking too much about the research studies, which do get very technical. And I can easily see people's eyes glaze over.
I think it might also be important to stress that these results are the result of anecdotal observations. You know, that it's a separate study. It's very impressive and it's very valid and valuable. But we also need to stress that alongside this children's health study, we also have some incredibly impressive gold standard, you know, placebo-controlled, double-blind research that Juice Plus has become the most researched nutritional product ever in history. So I think both have the place, and I think you're absolutely right. This is a very simple study to explain compared with the complicated other research. But again, you know, don't try and tell people that this is gold standard research, because it isn't. It's observations from parents, basically, from adults, what they're seeing in themselves and their children. It's very valid.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It occurs to me that people who are skeptical about the clinical research, and yeah, there are some people who are skeptical. Sometimes they'll say, yeah, there's a very small group of people, you know, whatever, very short period of time, whatever. You know, for those people to look at the Children's Health Study results, which is a large group of people, yes, it's anecdotal, but it's data collected, you know, by customers, not by distributors. Even the way the data has been handled over the years, it's been handled by independent third parties, analyzed and validated by independent organizations like Ernst & Young, the accountants, that could be useful in helping to overcome some of that doubt that people might have about the clinical research. But then the other way around, if people look at the Children's Health Study and say, well, yeah, that's just anecdotal, then you say, well, yes, but that research is supported by now 25 published clinical studies, which are very scientifically valid. So the one set of data supports the other, and vice versa. Yeah, good point.
Well, it's a study that's not too different than from the NURSIS study that's been ongoing for several years. Those are all just reporting. They're not double-blind, placebo, or anything. They're just being reported by the nurses or the doctors. Any of those studies are. They've just been ongoing for years, and now the children's research has been ongoing, what, say, 13 years? And over 600,000?
Yep.
So,
good point.
That's
but one thing is,
awesome.
That there is a standard, there's a one control item, and that is that it's Juice Plus. When
right.
you're talking about the nurses, it's their own diet, you know,
right.
that they, there's no constant product there. It's their own choice of what they eat and how they maintain that diet.
Yeah, good point. Because that's the challenge of any demographic study like this,
mm-hmm.
which is, how do you establish, well, you can't establish control. The best you can hope is to get valid data, which you can then analyze and hopefully draw some valid conclusions from. And Sandy, you make a good point, because, you know, the medical and health community draws lots of conclusions from those kind of demographic studies.
Okay.
And, you know, most people don't question that. So, yeah, good point. Okay, so it all kind of points to the fact that we've got a very valid study with very valid data that possibly we could be making better use of. Okay, let's, just before we leave these results, I mean, obviously, it's worth looking at the three-year results. And again, you can look at those at both websites, because the three-year results are really, really impressive. And that, as Wayne commented earlier, that should encourage our customers to stay on Juice Plus for a longer period. And, you know, talking of anecdotal, pretty much everybody on this call who's been on Juice Plus for, let me say, several years, you know, in my case, it's over 19 years, I can cast my mind back and remember very clearly how year after year after year I would notice something new, something different, something else completely unexpected that I could only attribute, well, no, let me not say that, that I can attribute to Juice Plus and the improvements in my healthy eating that Juice Plus was the catalyst for. Because there's no question, when you talk about the longer you're on Juice Plus, the more fruits and vegetables you eat, the less sodas you drink, the more water you drink. You certainly can't divorce the long-term results you're seeing from the things that Juice Plus kind of instigated, was the catalyst for those other improvements. But anyway, I think you get the point. So let's go from that to some of the more practical implications and considerations for how we use the Children's Health Study in the real world. So, Jenny, why didn't you pick up right where I left off at the Team JP website page and take up on cost sharing and some tips about the Children's Health Study?
Okay, I would be happy to. Yes, let's talk about cost sharing first of all, because I think this is an area of confusion for a lot of people. Because when you start a customer off, enroll them in the Children's Health Study, you make a contribution towards the cost of the company providing this free product. Now, it's a very small contribution, but most new distributors will be told that they donate $10 from the retail sales profit towards the Children's Health Study. And at first they might think, well, if I'm only making $21 in retail profit, then why would I want to do this? Now, this is a $10 annual contribution. Assuming that the customer stays on Juice Plus for at least 1 year, they're going to receive 3 boxes of paid Juice Plus. There's a $21 retail profit on each box. So $21 times 3 is $63 retail profit over the course of the year. And they are donating just $10 of that towards the Children's Health Study. So that still leaves them with a retail profit of $53. And that's not even addressing the commissions and bonuses that can be paid on the orders as well. But it's also important to know that everybody who gets paid on that order, so basically we're saying every upline distributor who gets paid, even if it's just a 5% performance bonus commission on that order, everybody makes a small contribution. And I won't go into all the details right now because you can find all that at teamjp.net on this page and just click on the link to cost contributions. But the person that makes the sale with all Juice Plus products makes the most money. And so that's the person who's going to make the largest donation to the health study. Other people who get paid will make a contribution of anything from $2.35 down to $1.57. I mean, depending upon your position, your commission position, and what you get paid. So it's very minimal, but it's also incredibly fair.
Another comment to make on that is that the total contribution from us, Juice Plus distributors or reps, is $30 in a year. And it's fair to point out that the company makes by far the biggest donation, because that $30 goes towards the cost to the company of 3 boxes of Juice Plus, which are shipped free aside from the shipping charge.
That's right. And I think that this is one of the most impressive things that people hear about our company and about Juice Plus. A number of people I've run across who have been so impressed that the company will provide the product totally free for the child, that they're just blown away in today's market. I mean, how can they possibly afford to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they truly are the company with a heart. And this is where our heart is, you know, and led by Jay Martin, who wants to see an improvement in the health picture of everybody in America, but specifically our children, because they are the ones, they are the next generation, and you know, things are not looking good. So this is a great way of getting good nutrition into the mouths of these youngsters. So it's very, very impressive. So don't ever underestimate the power of talking about the Children's Health Study, even if you're talking to people who don't have small children. Don't forget, you know, we are grandparents. We have 6 little grandchildren. And any adult can sponsor a child into the Children's Health Study. And that probably leads me onto the next section, which are the Children's Health Study tips. Because, yes, a grandparent or a neighbor or an aunt, any adult friend can sponsor a child. However, do know that the product, both the adult and the child's product, is always shipped to the adult's address. So if the child lives a few states away, then it is a responsibility of the customer to get the free product to the child. So that's
which often is the case with a student, of course.
Yes, it is. So, you know, and of course, the customer also pays for the shipping of the child's product. That was a slight change in the last year or so, but even that's minimal because it's $7 for the box, but they're usually paying in installments, and that's spread out, so they actually pay $1.75 each month to cover the cost of shipping the free product. Still an incredible deal when you realize the value, not just the health benefits, but the financial value of that free product to the child. Let me run through a few other things. And, you know, before I do, I want to say that one of the things that impresses me is that the company is constantly making improvements to the children's health study and to every aspect of our business. So, for example, when this was first introduced, I think the child had to be age 6. They lowered that age limit to 4, and you can actually enroll a child anytime during the 30 days prior to their 4th birthday. So you don't actually have to wait until that birth date. They used to cut you off at the age of 18. Now they include students, full-time college students, and there is no upper age limit either, as long as they are in full-time education. That is huge. You can postpone an order.
Can I just jump in there
and
remind people that the reason for that is primarily to support those young men and women who join our military before going to college. And I think the thoughtfulness of the company to consider that and realize that we have mature veterans coming back from military service and going to college, that they should be able to benefit from Free Juice Plus, to me that is absolutely huge. And I will make a big deal out of that.
So you're saying that if they're like 27 or 28 and in school, they still can get on the children's research?
Yes. Undergraduate, full-time undergraduate study.
Undergraduate.
They can be in their 30s. They can be in their 40s. They can be in their 70s. They can be in their 90s.
But don't call it a children's health study.
No, it's student health study.
Okay.
Well, is that new? Because I thought the age was 26.
No. That's not new.
Well,
I have that from the executive director, Wayne, Linda Cole.
Yeah.
You can take that to the bank.
Yeah. Well, my understanding was it was 26. But we really got to give Linda some kudos for what she has done for that program.
Oh, absolutely right.
She made a marketing program out of it in addition to a health program.
Yes,
and
quite
you know,
right.
In the beginning it was strictly a health program, but she showed us how to market it as well.
Yep.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as I was saying, you know, the improvements that they've made over the years, for example, they recognized early on that some people might need to postpone their Juice Plus for a short while because we know that, sadly, some customers don't remember to take it every single day. They would allow us to postpone up to 30 days in any 1 year. And they were very strict on that for a long time. Well, now they're being a little more flexible, and they will look at each individual case. And I've certainly had an experience, you know, where they've postponed it certainly for 3 months because of economic reasons. So that I see as an improvement. We've already addressed the fact that it is currently for a maximum of 3 years. That's going to be extended to 4 years. Another improvement is that we can sign up somebody in the study at our virtual office. Now, for the longest time, that wasn't possible. We had to fax in, and I never understood why that was, but we had to fax in a children's health study order. Now you can do it all online. And talking about some of the innovations coming down the line in the next few weeks is that, and am I allowed to say this right now, Nick?
Yes, of course.
That later this summer, they are now going to make the chewables available for everyone. So you no longer need to plead a special case if the adult can't swallow capsules and wants to take the chewables, or when a child turns 13 if they prefer to stay on the chewables instead of being automatically switched to the capsules. So, you know, these are small things, but they make a huge difference, and you'll see more of this coming out as the weeks go by.
Will you be able to put it on, order it on NSA online instead of faxing in an exemption?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it'll be an option for both the adult and for the child.
Yes.
Chewables.
Great, great, great. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
I think about the program that isn't really covered there, and that's the quality of life that results from taking Juice Plus. And you know, kids get a cold, instead of being out of school a week, they're out 2 days.
Yes.
Or they get, you know, some other condition, and as we experience with Juice Plus, you know, those situations don't last as long. We get them and we get over them in a short amount of time.
That's right.
Now, I have a study result too, because my grandson, who was 8 years old, has been on the product one way or another since he was, five. And actually, he probably was on a little bit longer than that. But he entered a triathlete program, and at age 8, he won his category.
Wow.
Yeah, did 3 lengths of an Olympic swimming pool. He rode a bicycle for a mile, and he ran a mile and a half to complete.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Wayne. Thanks. Thanks for that great news. Congratulations.
Yes.
Jenny, we need to wrap this up pretty quickly. So do you want to continue?
Yes, we do. Yeah, really, the last thing I wanted to mention, this might seem a small thing again, but it's huge in my opinion, is that currently when you put somebody in a children's health study, you aren't able online to add them to the Juice Plus effect. And that, too, is going to change in a few weeks' time. So you'll be able to do both at the same time. Okay, but I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah, and of course, the Juice Plus effect is one of those other brilliant innovations of the company and Jay Martin. Another way to offer people free product, which has, as Wayne commented, has a tremendous marketing benefit for all of us. Let me just add a couple of comments. You also find at teamjp.net 3 emails which you can use to introduce the Children's Health Study to your friends and family. There is a, I think, a rather attractive video clip, photo, and results, summary results of Juice Plus research that you can copy into an email right there as well. There are the support materials you can find there. But also, back before the page gets into the research, I wanted to finish with this, are the 2 messages that we really should be offering to all of our war market, all of our friends and family, everyone who needs to understand that the Children's Health Study is a huge benefit, potential benefit for them. And the first is that in this culture, getting 2 for the price of 1, or kids eat free, which is a pretty good motto, is great. It's something we should be talking more about, 2 for the price of 1. So I'm quoting here, as an incentive to encourage families to participate, the health study is providing the Child's Juice Plus product for free, as long as da-da-da-da-da. This requirement, and this is important to understand and to tell our prospects and customers, this requirement, that is that an adult, a parent, a grandparent, an adult, leads by example, which is the way we like to put it, is in keeping with our belief that parental support and involvement is the key to successfully establishing good health habits in children. So if we make that point to parents and grandparents, they will get it, they understand it, it makes sense, and it's a no-brainer for them. But it also helps ensure the high survey response rate that have been necessary for the meaningful results from the health study. So by participating in the health study, a family of 4 can enjoy Juice Plus for less than $3 a day. I'll say that again. A family of four can enjoy Juice Plus for less than $3 a day, as long as two of the members of the family are aged between four and full-time undergraduate college student age. And so our key message, and this is a key message that you'll see at childrenshealthstudy.com, the official website, on every page, is this: added nutrition for just 70 cents per day. Your participation, we should be telling our prospects and customers, in the Children's Health Study not only gives us greater insight into how families benefit from Juice Plus, it also gives you a simple, convenient way to add more nutrition from fruits and vegetables to your family's diet for just 70 cents per person per day. You'll remember that at the beginning of the call, I commented that in 1999, before the Children's Health Study was introduced, the average age of Juice Plus customers and distributors was over 45. I don't recall precisely, but it was certainly in the upper 40s. And that was reflective of the fact that younger couples, younger families, younger people simply found it hard to justify the cost of Juice Plus, even though it's entirely affordable and was back then. That the Children's Health Study was in part designed to open up the opportunity for benefiting from the Juice Plus product and from the Juice Plus business to that younger age group, that younger generation. And indeed, if we look around at Juice Plus events, especially boot camps and conferences, it's clear that that objective was achieved, that today the average age of Juice Plus reps and distributors and customers is way, way lower. I wouldn't guess at what it is, but it's certainly in the 30s. And we have many, many young families with young children, both as customers and distributors. So in every respect, the Children's Health Study has worked. It's made a huge difference in the health of children and young families. And it's made a huge difference in our business and in our team-building efforts. So thank you, Jay Martin, for the genius that inspired the Children's Health Study. And folks, let's simply not take it for granted. On that note, I'm going to call this call to a halt. I'm going to say you can leave us now and leave with no sense of guilt. Thanks for being on the call. Thanks for listening to the recording, if you hear this later. But if you want to stay on, then we will be happy to take any questions and have a discussion about anything we've talked about to do with the Children's Health Study. So thanks, everybody. Good night. God bless. And let's continue the discussion if you want to.
Hi, it's Elizabeth from Tucson.
Elizabeth, hey. Go ahead.
Hi. When you were just reading that, where did you find that? Is that on your website? Okay, the JP website and then the Children's Health Study website?
TJP.net and childrenshealthstudy.com. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I had a question today from, we did a lunch and learn with the monolithic constructors.
Oh, how'd it go?
Really well. It was good.
Good.
Yeah, and I've got to talk to you about something else regarding the monolithic.
Sure.
Some other questions. But someone asked, I mean, it is, undergraduate from a well, the question was, what if I'm in beauty college? Does that count?
It's got to be a four-year. Well, I guess if it's undergraduate, then they have to be able to graduate with a bachelor's degree. So that makes sense. Yeah, presumably not. Four-year college.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because there are some people who are in technical schools.
Yeah, absolutely.
Undergraduate. So
that is a good point.
Maybe we need to talk to
Linda Cole.
Linda Cole.
Indeed.
Okay.
I will ask her about that because that is definitely not what I would wish. I wouldn't wish to penalize our young people who choose to go to a technical college.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's beauty college, there's, art college. I mean, there's just so many different ones now that someone could, that they're students at, but they're not undergraduate. They're not a university.
Absolutely, but also in this economy, we know lots of families whose graduating high school seniors go to a community college for the first 2 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that they can save up better for the last 2 years of their four. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'll talk to Linda about that.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to know that too, Mick. And then you were saying about the, Jenny was saying about when they sign up, you're like able to sign up on the website, and then they're not going to switch it? Like if a kid's 13 or they're 12 and they turn 13, they're not automatically going to switch to the capsules, or you can just change it in the computer if they don't want to do the capsules?
Well, they haven't implemented it yet and won't do until later this summer, but my assumption is, well, one way or another, I can't answer the question, obviously, but let's say you sign up a 12-year-old, and they start on the chewables, and they turn 13, I would hope that the system will throw out the question, does the child want to switch to capsules, or that they will allow you as the representative to change the order from chewables to capsules.
Okay, we don't know, but okay.
We don't know exactly how that's going to work yet because they haven't implemented it, but one way or another, they will certainly be able to switch, whether you have to take action or whether it's... I don't imagine it will be automatic. I don't see any point anymore in forcing a new 13-year-old to go off chewables if they've been on chewables for the last months or years. But anyway, that's just my guess.
And then I had another question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that she's on it, and then she put her nephew on it.
Yes.
And then do you guys, and I haven't been doing it, and I know I probably should, but because I don't, I need to talk to the parents of the child, but I just don't ever know kind of what to say. Do you guys touch base, even though they're not buying the product themselves and a family member is giving it to them, do you touch base with the parents of the child?
No.
Or you just go through
we don't, because... Because the adult who is the paying customer,
okay,
we prefer to let that adult, in this case,
okay,
the aunt, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a girl, an aunt.
Okay, so the aunt is the official sponsoring adult,
yeah.
And you know we. We want to applaud her for doing that, for being the customer and for sponsoring her
yeah.
nephew in the study. And we want her to feel responsible for the surveys, the questionnaires.
Okay.
And we want her to feel responsible for, you know, being the adult who's leading by example.
Okay.
So I would never personally go around her and speak to the parents,
okay,
even though the parents are in the household. Now, anybody else on the call who has, you know, a different experience?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because I didn't know what should I do. Okay.
You know, in that context, Elizabeth, one of the challenges we have is getting the adult to take the survey questionnaire seriously. And I think a lot of that starts from the message that the adult gets from the Juice Plus distributor. So if I say to somebody, hey, you can get Juice Plus free, and then the survey questionnaire is like, that's what you got to do to get the free product, well, I can't expect them to take it very seriously, can I?
No.
Whereas if I
do
a good job and I make it clear to them that the survey data is really important to us. Yes, we have tons of it going back 13 years, but the survey questionnaire is important. The data is important. I want you to want the aunt of that young man to really want to know how he's doing, to know that he's eating more fruits and vegetables, to know he's missing fewer days of school, to know he's taking less medication, to know he's really benefiting from Juice Plus. I want her to know that. And by the way, I want his parents to know that too.
Yeah.
And so her taking the survey questionnaire seriously and getting the data back to us is the way to do that. So it's a lot like the Juice Plus Effect survey. I want that customer, before the end of their first 4 months, to tell me what they've seen, what results they've seen from taking Juice Plus. That's what the Juice Plus Effect survey is all about. Not just get the data, but help
yeah.
that person realize the benefits of taking Juice Plus, like Wayne was saying earlier on the call. And so, making it clear to the adult that the survey is important. And then they're more likely to take it seriously. I can come back to them and say, now, you did understand at the beginning that we want that survey back. I want you to complete the questionnaire. I want you to be talking to this young man. And by the way, talking to his parents, because the parents will know what the aunt won't about her nephew. They will know whether he's eating more fruits and vegetables. So she's got to go through the parents to get the data. But the result of that conversation, hopefully, will be that the parents will realize, wow, this kid is really benefiting from Juice Plus, and I guess we should take it too.
Okay. So it's because I don't know if she just sent the survey over and asked her to send it in, but I should probably maybe, hey, can I suggest to her, hey, can you make sure they fill it out and turn it in, or can you ask your, sister-in-law to these questions and send it in, or how would you?
No, I think,
sure
I put her on the spot. It's her job. That's what she agreed
okay.
to do in the beginning. As long as I explain the program to her properly,
okay.
she should have no problem, because I will say to her, now you do remember that this was what we ask. We want that data. We want to know. And by the way, Auntie, you want to know too whether your nephew is benefiting from Juice Plus, and this is the way to find out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, you know me, Elizabeth. You know that I can be a bit pushy. And not everybody is going to be as pushy as I am.
Yeah.
But I don't make any apologies in this situation, because this is important. It's important
yeah.
to the child, it's important to the family, and it's important to me.
Okay.
Okay, somebody else got a question or a comment? Because I do not have all the answers.
Hi, hey. Mick. This is April.
Hey, April. Good to hear you.
Good to hear from you guys, too. I kind of missed what you guys were saying about the military thing. Is it the parent or the children of military?
No, this is just for the, we'll call them the child participant. So
okay.
it's really simple. You know, a four-year-old can be in the study getting the product free. An 18-year-old can be in the study getting the product free. And all ages in between, 4 and 18. Once the student graduates high school and goes off to college, they can continue. Well, actually, okay, here's a little wrinkle. If a graduating high school senior enters the Children's Health Study a day before they graduate from high school, they can stay in the study for 3 years.
Okay.
Because it's their status when they first entered the study that counts.
Okay.
But if it's a day after they graduated from high school, and I'm using that just, just for sake of effect, it's not precise like that, but if they've already graduated high school and now they're going off to college, now they're in a different category, and they qualify to be a participant in the study getting Juice Plus free if they are in a four-year undergraduate full-time course at an accredited college. That's why the company needs to know the college that they are attending to verify that that's the case. So, the point about the military is that we don't want to penalize our young people who decide to go into the military between high school and college. So there is no upper age limit. So
I understand. Okay.
So if they were
in the military for 4 years and then after got out.
And now they go to a full-time college to get an undergraduate degree, now they can participate in the study. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Welcome. I am good at confusing people.
Oh, no, I just missed like half of it, and I'm like, wait a minute. What? Oh,
sure.
Yes. I didn't catch the whole thing, but okay, thank you. Oh, and then I have one more question. I have a friend, and she's pregnant right now, and she has a five-year-old, and, you know, I'm like, you need to, you know, get on this Juice Plus, because I started taking it when I was pregnant, and it's just awesome, and we can sign Lias up, your son up, for free on the Children's Health Study, and she's all like, She's like, well, I don't know if I can afford it right now. And I'm like, well, you can't really afford not to do it. And she's like, yeah, that's true. And then she hit me with a how much does it cost question. And I'm like, let me get back to you on that. Because my mom said, I like to just tell them, like, well, I told her it's like less than $1.50 a day. And she's like, well, how much would it cost to, you know, sign up for the payment installments? And I'm like, well, I'll get back to you on that. And I'm not quite sure, like, how to tell her because my mom said not to say prices, like, but how else can I tell them how to sign up, you know?
Well, you don't always listen to your mom. I'm sorry. No, you know, we tell people $41.75 a month is what it costs every month for 4 months. You know, the company ships you a four-month supply, but you pay monthly. So the cost is spread out. And depending on where you are, there may be sales tax to add to that.
Okay.
So $41.75 a month. And if there's sales tax on Juice Plus in Nevada, then plus sales tax. Your child's product is free. You just pay $7 shipping charge on the box. So if you're paying installments, you'll pay an extra $1.75 each month for the 4 months. But, and here's what I stress with people who are looking at the Children's Health Study, we want you to continue for at least a year.
Mm.
I don't say that to somebody just getting started on Juice Plus just for themselves. I'll tell them, you need to be on it for 4 months, because unless you're on it for 4 months, you can't judge what it's doing for you. It can take that long to see results. But if I'm putting someone in the Children's Health Study, I will say to them, now, you're not obligated, but I want you and the child in the study for at least 1 year. Otherwise, the data that we get from the questionnaire is useless.
Right.
Because there are three questionnaires in that first year. I want the data to justify the child getting free product. So $14.75 a month, maybe plus some tax, if tax is applied in your state, plus $1.75 a month for shipping on the child's product, and that's it.
And is there anything on the Children's Health Study, like any videos or anything that I can, like, email to her?
Yeah, go to teamjp.net.
Okay.
And at that Children's Health Study page, there are three emails that you can click on, and you can copy into an email, or you can just whatever. But there's also that, there's a very nice, I call it a signature. It's what I put at the bottom of many of my emails. And it's got a picture of a nutritionist called Emma Buckley. She's Irish. She's wonderful. And it's got the dozen benefits of Juice Plus proven through scientific research. If you can copy that into an email, and the person who gets the email just clicks on the picture of the video, and then they will watch the video. But you can also send them to the childrenshealthstudy.com website, and at the home page there, right at the top, they can watch two videos. One is of the the Lifetime Television Balancing Act TV show. It's all about the children's health study. And then the other one is really good, and it's a whole section, a selection of different people, parents, talking about the joy of their children getting Juice Plus. It's a great video. And both those are watchable from the childrenshealthstudy.com website. I meant to mention that in the call, but you're welcome.
You guys are always so helpful.
We do our best. Thanks, April.
I'm asking questions. Oh. Well, thanks, guys, and good night, and God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Soon.
Keep up the good work.
Care. All right, bye.
Anybody still on with any more questions? Yep.
I am, but I don't have any more questions, so thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks for being on. God bless.
You too. Bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye now. Bye, everybody. God bless. Have a great week. Bye-bye.